And this one is from Robbie, and he says, why do blue bottles, otherwise known as Portuguese man-o-war jellyfish, have toxic stings, have more toxic stings at different times of the year?
Well, I'm actually afraid that's the first time I've ever heard of there being any variation annually over a year in the amount of toxin or even in the how bad a sting could be from a jellyfish. So I'm actually really keen to know where you heard that. So if you want to get back to us on that, or if anyone else has any ideas, that would be great. We certainly have annual variations in the amount of people who get stung, but that's because there's an annual variation in the number of jellyfish in the sea. They actually change over seasons, often linked to things like blooms of plankton, which is what they tend to feed on. When there's more food around for jellyfish, there tends to be a boom of them. You may have heard recently there was a boom of jellyfish, a huge explosion of them in England, and it was causing great problems for farms of fish that we eat, so trout and so on. So I don't know. It's a very good question, and I'd like to know more about it. So if you've got any ideas of, is there any difference in the toxicity of those stings? The Portuguese man-o-war, of course, aren't jellyfish. Well, they're actually a form of colonial hydroid, if you'd like to know. So lots of little tiny animals stuck together. Yes, I'd love to know more if anyone has any ideas.
When I was in Australia on the east coast near Sydney, I was watching them washing in on the tide. So
I've actually been stung
very painful,
aren't they? The smaller ones, not the big ones. They are horribly painful.
They're very pretty hazels on the line.